Unless you teach high school civics or work in international trade, the chances are you don't spend much time thinking about import tariffs. These taxes make many of the goods we buy more expensive, and some of the biggest tariffs in the U.S. are on shoes. And oddly, the cheaper the shoes, the higher the tariff. Poor people pay a lot. Rich people pay almost nothing. NPR's Adam Davidson reports on an effort to get rid of shoe tariffs and why it might not succeed.
I met Diana and Kelly Lee Neftal buying prom shoes at a discount store in Brooklyn.
Can you describe them since this is for the radio?
Like a white satin
platform.
Very glamorous looking?
Yes, very much.
Very nice.
And these glamorous prom shoes? A steal at $15. The Neftals love that the shoes are pretty cheap, until I explain that they could be even cheaper. The import tariff adds around $5 to the cost. Diana doesn't think that's any good.
Not at all. No.
It gets worse. I tell her that the government charges as much as 67% tariff on the cheapest shoes, while high-end shoes like Manola Blahniks, the kind that cost $300 or more retail, have either a tiny tariff or no tariff at all.
Okay, now, you're telling me someone with comfortable position is spending $300 to $400 on a pair of shoes is paying literally nothing on the tariff tax coming in?
You're getting mad. I can see it.
Yes, I am. I'm a little bit upset because I work very hard for my little pennies and I have to put up with a lot of nonsense at work.
Nobody set out to tax the poor more than the rich. It happened by accident. Most shoe tariffs were put on the books in the 1920s and 30s to protect American shoe manufacturers from cheap imports. Back then, there were lots of American shoe factories. Congressman Joe Crowley of New York.
We don't make any shoes anymore in the United States, and these tariffs were put in place to protect an industry that no longer exists.
The shoe industry all but disappeared from the U.S. in the early 1990s. So why hasn't someone in the government figured this out and killed these tariffs? I ask Ed Gresser, former policy advisor to the U.S. Trade Representative.
So I was the sort of person who was supposed to know this sort of thing. How did our tariff system work and who was affected? But I had no idea.
Wait, how did you have no idea?
Partly because of my own malfeasance. I didn't bother to look.
But to be fair, Gresser points out, nobody else bothered to look either. He explains that for all the tariff experts at the Treasury Department or Commerce or the U.S. Trade Representative,
there was no one who was assigned to look at the system as a whole.
Wait, nobody in the entire U.S. government's job was to look at the tariff system and see if it made any sense?
I've never found anyone who had that job description.
Tariffs are the messy result of a chaotic political process. Gresser says that once you understand the logic of tariffs, it makes sense that cheap shoes get hit with huge import taxes, while expensive ones don't.
A very good rule of thumb is that things that are cheap and simple are likely to have very high tariffs, whereas things that are expensive and exotic and luxury goods are likely to have very low tariffs.
For instance, if you're making $10 shoes, you worry a lot about competing with cheap Chinese imports, so you fight hard for tariffs. If you're making $300 handmade leather loafers, you're not competing on price. You're competing on craftsmanship and style, so you don't worry so much about tariffs. That's why the poor are hit harder than the rich. But why do the tariffs stay when nobody is making $10 shoes in the U.S. anymore? Congressman Crowley says it's because the people most affected don't know enough to care about them.
It's not something that I think is discussed every evening when someone comes home from school at the dinner table.
You mean you're not picturing a lot of folks sitting down with their kids and saying, let's discuss import tariffs and discrepancies between...
You know, and by the way, pass the turkey. It's not happening.
This week, Crowley plans to introduce legislation to get rid of most of these shoe tariffs. But even though they hurt the poor without benefiting anyone, and even though there is no constituency fighting to keep these tariffs, Crowley gives his legislation only about a 50-50 chance of success. The issue, he says, just might not be sexy enough. Adam Davidson, NPR News, New York.